Jesus, like his Father, is perfectly loyal. He demonstrated his loyalty throughout his earthly life in many different circumstances. How can we imitate the loyalty that our Master showed? Well, please listen attentively to the following seven-part symposium. The theme is, Be Loyal as Jesus Was. Brother Jeff Otto from the Edmonton Lakewood Congregation will give the first talk entitled, Be Loyal as Jesus Was When Young.
It's been said that when we obey our parents, we obey God. And that's true because God commands us to obey our parents. So obedience is an essential aspect of our loyalty to God. But how is our loyalty challenged when we are young? Well, you young people in the audience, do you ever feel like your parents just do not understand the world we live in? They do not know how to use their cell phone. They don't know what Snapchat is. And sometimes, when you ask them for help on their homework, they don't seem to know how to help. Does that sometimes cause you to think, maybe I'm smarter than my parents? Then we watch television, and what's depicted on shows on TV? Well, the parents, they're depicted as dummies. And the children, well, they know what's going on, they know how to fix things, they can solve the problem. And then you go to school. Tell me, young people, do your classmates promote obey your teacher, obey your parents? Well, hardly. They promote rebellion. Do what you want. Don't listen to anyone. All of these things challenge our willingness to be obedient, challenges our loyalty. So how did Jesus maintain his loyalty when young? Well, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52. That's Luke chapter 2, 51 and 52. So he is Jesus, them as his parents. In 51, it says, Then he went down with them and returned to Nazareth, and he continued subject to them. Also, his mother carefully kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus went on progressing in wisdom and in physical growth and in favor with God and men. Now, did you notice in 52 the reputation Jesus was getting as a young person? Of course, he's growing physically. But notice the other things. It says he was getting wiser and people liked him. God liked him. But did you notice in 51 what led to that good reputation? Notice what it says? It says with regard to his parents that he continued subject to them. Now, if you look to the footnote, it says remained obedient. When we are young, sometimes we legitimately think we are smarter than our parents. As we get older, we realize, no, I wasn't. But Jesus, here he is 12 years old. It's possible he may have been smarter than his parents already. In fact, the scenario that led to this was Jesus was in Jerusalem at the temple after the Passover. And tradition holds that the smartest men in the world gathered to discuss things pertaining to the law. And Jesus had just amazed them for days with his understanding. And despite that wisdom, how did he treat his parents? Well, look at the footnote. It says he remained obedient. Jesus would have been more alert to the flaws of his parents than any child in the history of humankind. And yet, despite that, how did he treat his parents? Well, look at the footnote. It says he remained obedient. Jesus recognized his parents' God-given authority over him, and he remained obedient. He continued to be loyal. Now, you young people in the audience, are you looking at me thinking, fine, I'll obey my parents. Well, is that really loyalty? It's a start. Obedience is a start. But loyalty goes beyond that. Loyalty involves honor, love, respect. Not just a sense of duty, a sense of I have to, so I will obey. Did Jesus obey out of just a sense of duty? Did he obey because he had to? God commanded him to? Well, look at back in our account in Luke 2. In verse 49, we're going to begin. So the scenario that's led to this, 48. The scenario that's led to this is Joseph and Mary have lost Jesus. Now you can imagine the panic as they're frantically looking through one of the largest cities in Israel trying to find the Son of God. They've lost the Son of God. So here they are searching frantically, and then they find him. How do they react? Well, look at 48. It says, now when his parents saw him, they were astounded. And his mother said to him, child, why did you treat us this way? Here your father and I have been frantically looking for you. Now can you imagine being a young person and your parents come running in and yell at you in front of who knows how many people? It's embarrassing. How could a young person have responded, especially a 12-year-old? Couldn't Jesus have said, you tell me to go to the meetings, I obey you. I want to spend some more time at the meetings, and you yell at me and embarrass me in front of all these people? You see how he could have reasoned? But did he obey simply out of a sense of duty? Well, look at his response, 49. But he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in the house of my Father? Calm, collected, Jesus responded to his parents with honor. Respectfully and with sincerity, he responded to them. Jesus honored his parents. So yes, Jesus obeyed, key part of loyalty, but he also honored his parents. That's how he maintained his loyalty. So how can we maintain our loyalty today when we are young? Well, I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now see if you can pick out the two ways that we can maintain our loyalty today when we are young. Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 2. It says, children, be obedient to your parents in union with the Lord, for this is righteous. Honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with a promise. Did you notice the two things that we can do to maintain our loyalty when we are young? Well, look at verse 1. It says to obey your parents. What does verse 2 tell us? It says to honor your parents. That keeps our loyalty to Jehovah. It maintains our loyalty when we are young. Let's see how this is depicted in the following dramatization.
I hope you weren't planning on sleeping all day.
Actually, I was thinking about it.
Come on, Papa, look how beautiful it is outside.
Okay.
Oh, I found this picture while cleaning the attic. I didn't know you played the violin.
Sergey, it's getting late. It's time to put the violin down.
A little longer, please. My teacher says I'm really good.
It's true. You're playing better than I do now.
A man from the music conservatory came to our class, and my teacher told me to play for him.
Oh, and how did that go?
Well, first I was nervous. After I was done, he asked me if I can attend a program for young gifted musicians.
What did you tell him?
I told him I'd ask you first, so can I please?
I don't think it's a good idea.
What? But why? It's just playing the violin. You and I play together, what's the difference?
The difference is, we play violin for our enjoyment. It's different with the world. The pressure to be very best is so strong. And the spirit of competition, it can become so great that it will consume you.
I can handle it.
Sergei, conservatory exists to convince young people to make music their life, their career. You will be surrounded by people who don't love Jehovah. Can you handle that?
I don't know, but I really love it, and I'm not good at anything else, but I'm good at this. Can I just try for a little bit?
I think it will make only harder for you. And, Sergei, you don't have to give up playing. We still can enjoy playing beautiful music together like we always do.
Just not at the conservatory.
That's right. We must show Jehovah that we love him first.
I just don't understand.
One day you will understand. For now, I really appreciate you being obedient. I really appreciate you being obedient.
It's not always easy to obey and honor our parents. Despite challenges, though, Jesus maintained his loyalty. And you young people can too. We are so proud of you. We pray that you young people continue to work hard and remain loyal to Jehovah. And your parents, they love you. And they want you to be happy. And Jehovah, well, he is so pleased to see you obey and honor your parents. He will bless your loyalty. So young people, remain loyal. Be loyal as Jesus was when he was young.